Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I think everyone feels extremely fortunate to be here. There's the cooling shade of the feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, and we have these amazing trees that have witnessed the pastimes of Srila Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and possibly even prior to that, possibly even Krishna, Lord Krishna, because this place was the not only the bhajan place of Srila Rupa Goswami, but also the Goshala, around the Goshala. So Krishna and Balaram would herd the cows here, and many wonderful pastimes took place because it's just between Nandagram and Javad, where Srimati Radharani and Lalita and Vishakadevi and the gopis would be walking, and Krishna and Balaram to cook, and Krishna and Balaram would be here with the cows and the boys and all kinds of very sweet and unique pastimes took place on the completely spiritual level. So this place is extremely blessed, and we are extremely fortunate to be here. And Maharaj spoke very much that we require strength to move forward in our chanting. And at times in our life, in our chanting, we will feel we have run out of strength, and those are just the time to hold more tightly to the holy names, to the great devotees, to the Supreme Lord. And in that way, we will cross over the ocean of ignorance and that has so much trapped us. So I would just like to read one song of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's that explains the mentality that's required to gain this strength. So on one hand, there is the strength that descends, and on the other hand is the mentality that attracts the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So here, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course it's a song, so it is meant to be sung in Bengali, but I'll read the English translation. And this mood, if we transfer it to our chanting, then that will attract the spiritual strength to not only continue, but to advance.
Wonderful.
O Lord, I offer this humble prayer at your feet. I gave up the shelter of your feet, which are as soft as newly grown leaves. And now my mind has become dry like a desert, being scorched by the fire of absorption and horrible worldliness. I find no strength to rise again, and thus I spend my days bitterly lamenting. O Lord, who is called the Master of the meek and the humble, your lotus feet are my only hope. There has never been a soul as forlorn as me, of needing his mercy as I am. Please be merciful and award me the association of your devotees. For in that association I will be able to taste the pleasure of hearing discussions of your pastimes and chanting Krishna's names. And in that way I shall give up all evils. One hope brings my sleeping soul to life, and that is that I can spend my days and nights singing your holy names while living in your divine abode. And here we are, in the association of devotees, in this divine holy place, and what the only thing we have to do right now is to chant Krishna's holy names. And that we need the strength to do, and with true humility, understanding our position, we can attract that strength. Your servant Bhaktivinod begs a place in the supreme cooling shade of your lotus feet. So I suggest, as Maharaj said, we begin to chant again now. But before we chant, let us fix our mind in the proper way and with in a prayerful mood and fix our hope to gain strength in the Supreme Lord and His servants.